from Joy. It's a succulent that grows outside. It takes the winter with ease.
Mm-hmm.
It dies down to the ground, and then in the spring comes back up. And then in the fall has these marvelous flattened heads of, hence the name Auto Joy, which are sort of brownish purple. They're brilliant when they first bloom, and the insects love them. Those in my yard, I like to sit and watch the insects come to the flower heads, which are flat. They're as big as your hand.
Wow. Okay.
But the plant grows about, I don't know, 18 inches high.
Okay.
And has many, many stems with those succulent leaves sticking out all over.
And so you obviously have to fit these into your landscape and figure out if their bloom time is going to be different than another plant, so that you're getting.
Yeah, they get to the Autumn Joy one gets to be spectacular in the fall. There are others that bloom in the summer.
That's great.
Some are very small; they only grow 3 or 4 inches tall. Mm-hmm. Others grow up to 2 feet. So they're all different varieties and ways to use them.
Cool.
In a garden.
And they're perennial.
They are perennial.
Okay.
They will live 100 years. They'll outlive all of us.
Are they deer resistant? I know you don't have deer over by you. How about us?
I don't know with succulents. I just don't know.
That's the deal.
But Chris Palacki would be the man
to
talk about succulents. He has many, many varieties there. And as I said, they're going to do a session open to the public on Wednesday, March 30th. So you can go on to the website, fourseasonsgreenery.com, and find out all kinds of things about what they have. Two greenhouses there. It's a big place you can wander through. They do not have a cafe, though.
Or entertainment or wine, huh?
But bringing in a cafe.
They got to get up with the times. 21st century.
Yeah.
All inclusive.
And he has all sorts of winter veggies, broccoli, cabbage, kale right now, as well as pansies and primroses, and the first ones to come out. Pansies, of course, grow right through the cold weather. They don't care.
Sure.
He also discussed an interesting thing for people who want or have raised beds. You know, the chemically treated wood is not good. For raised beds, the chemicals can leach into the soil.
Right.
But there is, I didn't know this, he said that there is a steam-treated version, which also lasts 20 years, which has no chemicals. So it's good for...
They've been doing away with that womanized pine.
Yeah, you can't even find it in some places, but you find it in others. But the steam-treated wood does away with the chemicals completely.
Okay. Then they have those
good for raised
blocks.
Beds.
Yep.
Raised beds are wonderful if you want to have a small vegetable garden or a large one.
Sure.
They're easy to establish and maintain, and the plants love them, as opposed to the regular earth.
Right. And the plants come to you, and you don't have to stoop down to them. So it also
there you go.
Makes gardening easier, too. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
They also handle all kinds of landscaping there. Walkways, driveways, grading, drainage, even spring cleanups, ponds, low voltage lighting, all kinds of things you can do.
Great.
At Four Seasons there on Route 22.
Excellent. So hardscapes. All right, it's about the time to really start this.
It's time to get out in the yard and clean up from last winter, whatever winter we had. Do your pruning, do all kinds of things.
And the window, right, for most of the time you really should.
And sometimes it's later, but I get stuff in the ground. This year, I think, stuff can go in the ground relatively. We had a mild spring, it seems.
Yeah, well, heck.
Watch April 30th, we have a snowstorm.
Well, we did have that one. I don't know if you were up in the... I know you were around the country, but we had that one, and Easter had to be in the 70s, and it was a dumping. It was big. So, and it was when Easter was in April, actually, too. It wasn't even a March Easter, so.
Well, that's another reason. You have to watch the weather, but you do it when you're ready.
Excellent. Cool.
And if the weather turns bad on you and kills everything you did, then you start over.
Okay. All right. Al's a proponent for the landscape people. Excellent.
Maybe we'll have an early strawberry season this year. You know, strawberries are growing now, and they're usually come on the end of May, but they can come on 2 weeks earlier than that.
Cool.
If the weather's right. So.
Excellent. Well, as always, sir, enlightening to talk with you, and now you got the 70s coming this week, so you can start your gardening and plant your succulents and enjoy yourself.
There you go.
We'll talk with you next Monday. Have a great week.
Okay.
Take care, Al. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Al War, Business with Al, giving you insight into landscapers in the area and nurseries. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment.
Or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Captain Laura Grogan with the U.S. Public Health Service says there's a misconception that just because someone looks normal, they're okay, even if they have a brain injury.
It's easy to assume that we're just going to bring this family member back into our house, they're going to be the same person, when in fact they really have experienced a change.
Hillary Clinton's use of personal email while she was Secretary of State is under review by the State Department. The Washington Post cites a senior department official saying they will investigate if Clinton's emails included sensitive material. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online, ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Facebook's COO is launching a new campaign that asks men to lean in, too. After writing a book aimed at motivating women in the workplace and at home, Sheryl Sandberg tells Fox News' The Kelly File she is now after encouraging men to help in the effort, mainly for the benefit of the children.
For fathers, children at any income level, no matter how active a mother is, when fathers are more active, their children are healthier, happier, and do better in school and at work.
Sandberg's project, Lean In Together, is partnering with the NBA and celebrities like Beyonce, Gwyneth Paltrow, Serena Williams, and Brad Paisley. It's being driven on social media and encouraging parents to take a 50-50 partnership in raising their children and leaning on fathers to help break gender stereotypes. Sheryl Sandberg says sometimes it's as simple as doing more around the house.
Girls with fathers who do household chores have broader career aspirations than daughters who don't see their fathers doing anything in the home. So any amount of, darling, you can do anything, is not as good as washing a dish.
Facebook COO.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine
physician. Trump, the unwelcome comparisons continue. Conservative radio host Glenn Beck and comedian Louis C.K. both likened the Republican presidential frontrunner to Adolf Hitler over the weekend. HBO's Bill Maher tried to make the case that the two sound just alike in the way they speak. Saturday Night Live piled on with racists for Trump skit, and Trump didn't score many points online with something that happened at a rally in Orlando Saturday.
I've done this before. Can I have a pledge? Raise your right hand.
Trump told the crowd to repeat after him that they will vote for him as president. A picture tweeted by a reporter shows reporters all raising their right hand, pledging their allegiance to Trump. He told them they couldn't break their pledge or bad things would happen. As many pointed out online, it looked similar to the scenes of Hitler addressing crowds and performing the Nazi salute. Trump told the crowd they now had an obligation.
Don't forget, you all raised your hand, you swore. Bad things happen if you don't live up to what you just did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
An economic expert sees big trouble with Donald Trump's tough economic talk. Former Money magazine writer Jordan Goodman says there's a problem in Trump's plan to bring back jobs to America.
Main problems I see with Trump's policies are that we would get into a trade war around the world. If he put these huge tariffs in, they would immediately retaliate with also huge tariffs. Trade, which has already been weak, would go down even further, and it could cause a worldwide depression.
Goodman says the GOP frontrunner needs to have a more realistic worldview and stop giving the voters the red meat that always gets dished out during primary season. Goodman also remarked that he'd like to see more specific economic proposals from the GOP frontrunner. Former Money magazine writer Jordan Goodman thinks Donald Trump needs to outline his economic proposals.
Trump talks about overall things that sound nice. Make America great again. This is going to be terrific. That's going to be wonderful. But there really aren't specific.
Goodman sees problems if Trump tries to roll back Obamacare.
I mean, Obamacare, you might not like it, you might not like it, but it's well entrenched in the system now. We've had this since 2009, 2010. And to kind of uproot it would be incredibly difficult for the healthcare system, which has gone through a lot of transition to get this in there.
A very small number of companies control more than half the corporate profits in this country. A USA Today analysis found that fewer than 30 companies of more than 460 on the S&P 500 index were responsible for bringing in that money in 2015. That's down from more than 50 the year before. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:07, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's 36 degrees in Flemington, partly cloudy skies. No chance of precipitation today. Today is Monday. It is March 7, 2016, and Weather Underground says it'll be sunny today with a high of 60. Wind southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour, clear to partly cloudy, and a low of 41 for tonight. Winds light and variable. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed, a high near 70. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday the 9th, a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny, and a high near 75. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, and we're just at a mere 73. Friday, That's the 11. A few clouds early, a high of 63. And Saturday, partly cloudy skies, 61. For those of you looking to see what the weather is for the 13th, the St. Patrick's Day parade, cloudy with occasional light rain, a high of 62. We got, 6 days before we get there. Chance of rain, 70%. Hopefully that will push out into the afternoon, and the Clinton St. Patrick's Day parade will not be affected. Temperatures in our area. Well, we got 37 in the Conneaut-Complex, 35 in Ringo's, 33 in Lambertville, 37 Hampton, 36 Tewksbury, 35 Phillipsburg, 36 Frenchtown. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days. Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer. They can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Precious time, when time is new, oh, all through the night today, knowing that we feel the sun without saying, we have of no past, we won't.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here, coming live from Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, down the street from the old courthouse, the unit of tell the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, and your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over there. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little Cindy Lauper this morning. Good morning, folks. It's Monday. It is spring. Yeah, it looks like spring has shown up about 2 weeks early. Not bad. It's been a fairly mild winter. We had a couple of cold days, but man, when you start hearing 70s already, just makes you feel all warm and toasty, doesn't it? Let's get over to traffic, find out what's going on Hunterdon County roads. HERTTV.com gets me my alerts. You can get them too. Let's find out what's going on out there. We've had some crazy, crazy things happening. All right. Congestion on 78 has been cleared. There was delays on 78. But now we have congestion in Lebanon. Westbound exit 20, County Route 639, Lebanon, delays due to volume. And incident on 78 eastbound at Berkeley Heights, exit 43, County Route 655, Diamond Hill Road, Berkeley Heights, two left. Left lane closed, 5 to 10 minute delay. And that was as of 7:29 this morning. So about 45 minutes ago. Alright, so sun glare, sun visors, and some traffic. Good morning, Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. All right, so what is on HuntChamber.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk about the markets and how the positive expectations, the optimism is coming back. We'll talk with Michelle about that at 8:30. At 8:40, we talk with Al War, Business with Al, Al giving us insight into the Hunter and County businesses that he talks to on a weekly basis. At 11 o'clock, it's Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow gives us insight into tips, tricks, and advice in the kitchen as the executive chef of Jake's and also teaching a Polytech course over there at Hunter County Polytech and running the Connections Cafe. In the aisle with Sue, dietitian, nutritionist at ShopRite, 12 to noon, noon to 1, giving us the healthy foods in the aisles. Mental Health Matters, Larry Cartwright is on from 2 to 3, and I was just listening to Larry on the Rewind this weekend, and I had no idea. He had some folks over there from that Waypoint halfway house. I don't know what the exact nomenclature is, but the one that everybody's protesting. And the folks on there were extremely intelligent, very organized, giving you good insight to what it's all about. I know it's the NIMBY principle there, but man, we need to help people get where they need to go. And the fact that there's a place and a destination for them to get through the trials and tribulations and challenges of their lives and move on is very inspiring. And Larry had a good talk with them. So check that out on the archives. It's pretty good. Hunter Medical Center on the Air is on from 3 to 4. I also heard Larry doing that one. And Larry was talking all about the people, places, and programs that are going on at the Hunter Medical Center. And Georgine Trinkle comes in at 4 to 5, giving us insight in the viewpoints that are making the headlines in Hunterdon County. And we finish up with Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown brings us some great talk on our trip back home on the commute. And she has usually some great guests that she talks with. So check all that out. It's all there at the HuntChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in a moment.
Precious time, when time is new, all through the night today, knowing that we feel the sun without saying, we have no past.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate and coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber.com. I was just checking Ruth Ann Brown's Celebration Hour Facebook page. And Ruth Ann Brown's got another musical guest today, Edgar Winter. Talk with the sounds of Edgar Winter, March 7th, as we talk to Dan Hirschberg about the Blues Bash coming to Centenary College. Log on today. Talk with Ruth Ann. Last week she had Jaeger Soprano, who I really enjoyed having on my show last year. All right, it's time for celebration observances for the week and the day and the month. We didn't finish up the month yet. So it is Optimism Month, Play the Recorder Month, Poison Prevention Awareness Month, Quinoa Month, Save Your Vision Month, Sing With Your Child Month, Small Press Month, Social Work Month, Spiritual Wellness Month, Supply Management Month, Transgender Month of Action for Healthcare Equality. It is Trisomy Awareness Month, Vascular Abnormalities Awareness Month, Women's History Month, Workplace Eye Wellness Month, and Youth Art Month. Finishing up National Cheerleading Week, National Ghostwriters Week, National Pet Sitters Week, National Write a Letter of Appreciation Week, Universal Human Beings Week, Will Eisner Week, it's Girl Scout Week, it's Celebrate Your Name Week, National Consumer Protection Week, National Dental Assistance Recognition Week, National Procrastination Week, although I don't know how it could be the week if it was procrastinated, National Schools Social Work Week, National Sleep Awareness Week, National Words Matter Week, Professional Pet Sitters Week, Read an E-Book Week, Return the Borrowed Books Week, your library show would like to hear from you, Save Your Vision Week, Teen Tech Week, Women in Construction Week, we started Festival of Owls Week, National School Breakfast Week, Women of Aviation Worldwide, and we'll get to No More Week and Universal Women's Week tomorrow. And for today, well, we don't have enough to celebrate. It is Casimir Pulaski Day. It's Cereal Day, Fun Facts About Names Day, National Be Heard Day, and National Cereal Day. So, shout to be heard. There you go. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Lambertville's Shad Run 5K benefits Rescue Squad and Friends of Eli Park. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reported on the 4th that this year's 5th annual Shad Run 5K and 1 mile health walk will benefit the Lambertville New Hope Ambulance and Rescue Squad and the Friends at Eli Park. The race takes place April 16th and runs through Lambertville, including part of the DNR Canal. Runner packet pickup takes place from 6 to 8 p.m. April 15th at Stone King Physical Therapy and Wellness Center. Sponsors of the annual race and an annual April 16th starting at 7:30 a.m. in Eli Park. The 5K race starts at 8:45 and the 1 mile health walk starts at 9, and the award ceremony will be at 10 a.m. The race helps set the stage for the 34th annual Shad Festival, which takes place from April 30th to May 1st. So already starting to talk about events, outdoor events in the spring. Is it not nice to talk about that? Good stuff. So those who are interested in running and being healthy and would like to help out everybody, there you have it. The first 5K shows up over there at Lambertville. Check it out and walk and run down the DNR Canal. That's why that's Vitamin C for today.
Sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
This Jockey Almanac, the oldest Jockey Almanac, has the birthdays for today. From Last Survivors, Haley Lou Richardson is 21. The Diary of a Teenage Girl, Belle Powley, is 24. Daniel Simonis is 26 from Brothers Keeper. Number one serial killer actress Kenzie Dalton, 28. Tropic Thunder Brandon T. Jackson is 32. 33rd birthday of Raquel Alessi from Ghost Rider. The 70s Show Laura Prepon is 36. Urban legend Stephanie Mills, 37. Student Bodies Mark Taylor is 39. Christy Farris is 40 from Passion. The Unit, Audrey Marie Anderson, is 41. Bones, TJ Time, is 41. The Office, Jenna Fisher, is 42. Simone, Jolie Jenkins, is 42. From Beyond the Lights, Daryl Stevens, is 42. Walk the Line, Larry Bagby, 42. Tobias Menzies, is 42. From Casino Royale. Il Divo Singer, Sebastian Eisenbard is 43. Regenesis, Maxim Roy is 44. Actor in The Warrior's Way, Dung Gun Jung is 44. Jarhead, Peter Sarsgaard is 45. The Mummy, Raquel Weiss is 46. Major Crime, The Closer, Jonathan DeLarco is 50. Comedian, Wanda Sykes is 52. NYPD Blue, Bill Rochtrup is 53. Singer, Taylor Dane is 54. Days of Our Lives, Mary Beth Evans is 55. Tennis champion, Yvonne Lendl is 56 today. Spider-Man 2, Donna Murphy is 57. Nick Searcy is 57 from Castaway. Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston is 60. Silver Linings Playbook, Anupam Kerr is 61. Isley Brothers, And we just played them. Shout, 64 today. Pro Football Hall of Famer Lynn Swan, 64. Pro Football Hall of Famer Franco Harris is 66. They were both on the same team. Singer and actress of Muscle Beach Party, Donna Lauren is 69. All My Children, Richard Lawson, 69. Jay Giles Band, Peter Wolf is 70. Procol Harum keyboardist, Matthew Fisher, 70. John Hurd is 71 from Big. Zombies bassist, Chris White is 73. Daniel J. Travanti is 76 from Hill Street Blues. And International Motorsports Hall of Famer Janet Guthrie is 78, along with Willard Scott, who was the TV weatherman and was Bozo at one time. He's 82. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, well, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, let's move on. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Believing in what makes this country great and getting back to what our founding fathers represented.
One voter explaining why he plans to vote for Ted Cruz. They're getting behind their presidential candidate in Grand Rapids. Hundreds gathered at the Deltaplex yesterday to rally for the Texas senator. Hillary Clinton says she will reduce racial violence as president. In last night's CNN debate in Flint, Michigan, Clinton said the country needs better policing to make sure there's respect between officers and citizens. She said she'll do things like add body cameras so police are held accountable. Bernie Sanders remarked that as president, he'd direct the Department of Justice to investigate the deaths of people who are under arrest or in the process of being arrested. Tributes are pouring in for Nancy Reagan. The 94-year-old former First Lady died yesterday at her California home. She'll be buried at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, where her husband of more than 50 years was buried in 2004. North Korea is threatening to launch nuclear strikes at the U.S. and its military bases in Northeast Asia. The threat comes as the U.S. and South Korea begin one of their annual large-scale joint military exercises. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
For Donald Trump, the unwelcome comparisons continue. Conservative radio host Glenn Beck and comedian Louis C.K. both likened the Republican presidential frontrunner to Adolf Hitler over the weekend. HBO's Bill Maher tried to make the case that the two sound just alike in the way they speak. Saturday Night Live piled on with racists for Trump skit, and Trump didn't score many points online with something that happened at a rally in Orlando Saturday.
I've never done this before. Can I have a pledge, a swearing? Raise your right hand.
Trump told the crowd to repeat after him that they will vote for him as president. A picture tweeted by a reporter shows reporters all raising their right hand, pledging their allegiance to Trump. He told them they couldn't break their pledge or bad things would happen. As many pointed out online, it looked similar to the scenes of Hitler addressing crowds and performing the Nazi salute. Trump told the crowd they now had an obligation.
Don't forget, you all raised your hand, you swore. Bad things happen if you don't live up to what you just did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. We got Michelle Heide on the phone, and we're going to talk about the markets. And all of a sudden, Michelle, you were pointing it out last week, the optimism has come back.
You know, and as we talked about last week, you know, some of the things that people were nervous about at the beginning of the year haven't necessarily changed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess the mindset has changed, at least a little bit for the short term. So,
well, there has been one thing that's come back to haunt us. I don't know if you saw it. Have you seen the articles about all of a sudden the European Union's afraid of or worried about Greece again?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And on top of that, Britain concerned with the euro and whether the euro will stay intact. So
mm-hmm.
It's like they must pull these things out of the drawer or something. They sit there and say, "Oh,
exactly.
We got nothing to worry about. So let's bring this one back." Oh my God.
Topics in a hat, and they say, "All right, which topic can we bring back out?" Headlines, it's like, well, in spite of the positive surprise based on the U.S. payroll report that came out on Friday, you know, the focus this week is going to be on the... Always interesting. If we take a look in overseas trading, we had China announcing some new economic targets at the National People's Congress over the weekend.
Right.
So they released, from their meeting, a revised growth target of between 6.5% and 7%, the consumer price index growth target of around 3%, and a budget deficit at 3% of GDP. So Chinese markets were higher. The Shanghai closed up just under 1%, and the Shenzhen, which is the more local index, added over 2%. So, you know, again, China, you know, continues to grow, you know, at a much higher pace than where we are here in the U.S. and in Europe. So it looks like their estimates, you know, again, we've talked about this before. You never know if how much of the information that comes out is accurate or if it's actually worse or better or whatever, but that's the latest, you know, the latest that we're getting from over there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if we take a look at oil, because that's been one of those other kind of thriving factors of the markets for whatever reason lately. Let's see, up about 60 cents from Friday's close. So that's almost a third above the 2016 lows from mid-February when prices hit some of the levels that we haven't seen since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we mentioned this last week. It looks like, you know, oil at, you know, has somewhat started to stabilize at least a little bit. So that's taken some of that uncertainty out of the markets as well. And then let's see, we do have Fed Reserve Vice Chair Stanley Fischer and Fed Governor Lael Brainard both due to deliver some speeches this afternoon in Washington, which of course will be watched for any potential comments in terms of the current state of the U.S. economy and in terms of next rate decision, which is still, you know, being speculated in terms of when that might happen. So other than that, pretty much pretty quiet week. There aren't really any major earnings coming out this week. Not too much economic news coming out this week. We have January consumer credit figures coming out this afternoon, and then we have wholesale inventory data on Wednesday. But it's a pretty light week in terms of economic and market data. So it'll mostly be investor psychology and our headlines that tend to drive the markets this week. Right now we have U.S. futures pointing to a slightly lower open. Again, not unusual when we had a nice little week last week. So folks will just be kind of taking a look around and seeing what opportunities continue to exist out there.
Right, right. I was looking this weekend. It was interesting. The one of the other things that I do with the charts is I use this technique called Bollinger Bands. And for those of you who don't know what Bollinger Bands are, they show you the an envelope around the market, the chart, you know, the zigzag of the chart. And you remember back, way back when you were in math class and statistics, and they talked about standard deviations. And standard this is when people's eyes start to glaze over. Standard deviations tell you it's part of the bell curve. So if you recall the bell curve, the meat of the bell curve is the middle, right? Between, and there's only a really small part of like a 5% or less on the edges when the bell gets down to the tip. So the Bollinger Bands you set at, you can set them at one standard deviation or two, and I tend to send them at two. And what that tells me is that the markets, when the markets make an envelope around the chart, they show you the zigzag, and usually the zigzag, along with the floor and the ceiling that I talk about all the time, sometimes the floor and the ceiling is actually the edges of the Bollinger Band. Well, we happen to be coming close to the edge of the top of one of the Bollinger Bands. Now, that doesn't mean that the markets are going to turn sour, but they are going to probably turn down just a bit and before they start to go back up. So, overall trend is that things are going up, but we've had a pretty quick rise back up to the top, and we're going to have to reverse, come down a little bit, and then start going up again. So... So we're pretty close to where that is, and that's the reason things are kind of slowing down all of a sudden. We're also pretty close to that bottom of that W I was talking about back in November and December. So,
right.
So those two things are going to add a little friction to the current short-term area, and then we'll go back in the right direction.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
There you go. So I saw OPEC is trying to get oil up to about 50. So that means the oil route is over. China, you just talked about it. What are you worried about? 6% growth is nothing to complain about. And oh, by the way, you know, we tend to throw, I don't know, the news, the media tends to throw China under the bus in terms of information that they deliver as to whether it's true or not. I'm still looking for when we get information from anybody that's really true or not.
Well, that's true. That's a very good point. That is a very good
point. It's easy to look over the ocean at them, but we've had a lot of talking out of two sides of our mouths over here as well. So.
Nope, absolutely. That is a very good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
You know, the government throws us curveballs. We've talked about the employment report. That always gets modified. The economic report. So, wow. We're finishing up I saw some earnings still. So we're still in the middle of earnings season, right?
I say we're kind of getting close to the tail end at this point. So there's still a few more coming out. But for the most part, we've gotten through the front of it.
All right.
At this stage.
So we're going to get about 3 weeks of quiet time, and then we're going to be back doing this again in April.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. All right, Michelle.
I heard something interesting. I just wanted to share for a moment.
Sure.
Just to get your opinion. I heard, and I don't know, because of course I caught after they had already said who came out over the weekend and said this, but someone had come out and said that they think that math should no longer be a requirement for people taking liberal arts classes in college. And I was like, oh, my God, are you crazy? Like, what? You know, it's just, who doesn't need math? Math does more than just teach you numbers. It, you know, a lot of thinking comes out of understanding math. So, I don't know.
I am a tech advocate, right? I'm in the world of technology.
Right.
But. There is no way that I will ever trust a computer on its own, because every computer is programmed by somebody. Okay.
Right. Right.
And
absolutely.
Those people who make those computer programs make mistakes, and so you have to be on your toes with math. So I do not give my bank book to anybody lately. I modify and constantly evaluate what's going on in my stocks, in my finances, in my computers, in my bank accounts. Good grief.
Absolutely.
What is liberal arts if math is not included? I mean, it's not everything.
Exactly. Like what? I don't know.
Oh, brother. Okay.
I don't know. Hopefully that doesn't catch on anywhere else.
I gotta look that article up. That's funny. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle. So, 70 right. degrees this week. Could be up to 80. Get ready. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Wow. All right. Sounds like a plan. Have a great 2 days.
It's sandals and shorts. Get ready.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a good one. Take care.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock, and they help me with the Good Morning Hunter and Hunchberg.com investment update every morning at 8:30. But we'll talk with Michelle on Wednesday. I'll be doing it by myself tomorrow. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Look at this. I have mathematics right now. We'll be right back. Good morning, Hunterdon. Get Al War on the line.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, Ceremony Officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. All right, it's time for Al War, Business with Al. We got Al on the line. He does a column every week in the Hunterdon County Democrat about businesses in Hunterdon County. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing very well. We were just reminiscing about spring, and I know you're chomping at the bit to sow your seeds.
Yes, I did. I'm, in fact, seeing a little green.
Excellent.
But it's still early.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been talking about the weather, and the winter weather's gone, I suppose.
Very good.
Expecting 70 degrees in the next couple of days.
Could even be more. I know you're over
there. And more.
Yeah, you're at Easton, but I saw the forecast this morning with 75 on Wednesday. And
you're warmer. It's
global warming in Flemington.
There you go.
I thought
it was a good time to talk about gardening, and so I called several garden centers in Hunterdon.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge.
We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
You have to be somebody that can solve problems, not just somebody who talks about solving problems. So with my record and now with the growing crowds and maybe even a little bit more media attention, we feel very good about where we are.
Republican presidential candidate John Kasich tells Fox News he's not like fellow candidate Donald Trump. Trump is repeating his call for the GOP presidential field to clear out and leave him and Texas Senator Ted Cruz to battle it out. Kasich says he's not ready to give up on his campaign yet.
Maybe they all ought to get out. You know, I'm the one with the experience, the know-how, the accomplishments, and the record. We're going to do well in Michigan. I mean, we feel the momentum up here.
People around the country are paying their respects to the memory of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. She passed away Sunday at her Los Angeles area home at the age of 94. Former First Lady Barbara Bush said Nancy was totally devoted to Ronald Reagan, and she takes comfort in knowing Nancy is being reunited with him. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Mitt Romney isn't entirely ruling out a run for president, but he's not seeking his party's nomination.
I don't think anyone in our party should say, oh no, even if the people of the party wanted me to be the president, I would say no to it. No one's going to say that.
The Republican who lost the 2012 race to President Obama said it would take a brokered party convention where no GOP candidate goes in with a clear victory. That's something Romney told NBC's Meet the Press he thinks would be very unlikely. The former Massachusetts governor made headlines last week when he came out to blast GOP frontrunner Donald Trump and said he would endorse any of the remaining Republican candidates except for Trump. Protesters are trying to put a stop to an appearance by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. He's scheduled to speak at the University of Illinois, Chicago. Over 36,000 people have signed a petition asking UIC to cancel the event. Meanwhile, other GOP candidates, John Kasich and Ted Cruz, are scheduled to speak this week in the Chicago area, as is Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders. This is USA Radio News.